Hello, Kenneth Vanderhorst here. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Each week, I chat with a guest about which songs they would have on their playlist if they were to spend a season in a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. I hope you enjoy today's show on CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9. This station broadcasts from unceded Kasia territory of the Ginnamon Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Well, hello again, and welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist here at CICK Radio. I'm your host, Kenneth Vanderhorst, and this week, my guest is Trevor Morris. And where do I start introducing Trevor? He's a resident of Smithers, a father of three, a financial advisor and business owner, published author of children's books, vocalist on one of his church worship teams, board member at more than one nonprofit organization. Trevor, I'm glad that you found the time to join with us today. Welcome.
Me too. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, Trevor, you're going to have some songs that you've identified for us to play. But before we do any of that, tell me about the role of music in your life.
Music is huge in my life. It's really what makes me feel better when I'm not feeling great. And I just use it in so many ways. I love listening to music while I drive, while I work out, while I do chores, while I take a shower. It goes along with dancing, and I love dancing. It goes with singing. I love singing. Music is huge in my life, and it makes me so happy.
Well, I'm glad that as you get banished to a remote cabin for a season, that you're going to be able to take along some music, because it sounds like music is huge to you.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, what's the first song you'd like on your playlist?
The first song is By Dirt, the acoustic version by Jordan Davis and Luke Bryan.
Okay, and why that song?
First of all, it's a song I can sing. That's always extra points for me. It sounds great. It's catchy. It's got a lot of meaning, too. It's about what really matters in life and just living a life that is true to your values. And, you know, you're not trying to impress people. You're just, it's appreciating the simple things. Buy dirt refers to buy a piece of land and, you know, build a home there, start a family there, and live a good life.
Excellent. Well, let's enjoy this first song that you've picked.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, "What you been up to late?" I told him, "Chasing a dollar." And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, "If you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call to work. And throw a little money in a plated church. And send your prayers up in your rooster deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard. All grow up, cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. And you can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt."
Before you get caught on that ladder, let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in the plated church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
Yeah, you can buy dirt. And thank the good Lord for it,
cause he ain't making any more of it.
And buy dirt,
find the one you can't live without.
Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground.
Do what you love, but call it work.
And throw a little money in the plated church. Send your prayers up in your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. And you can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
You can buy dirt.
Yes, sir. You can buy dirt.
Oh, yeah. You can buy dirt.
Well, that was Buy Dirt by Jordan Davies and Luke Bryan. Well, Trevor, one of the things that we do here at Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is we celebrate the Bulkley Valley that we live in. How long have you lived here?
Well, I've lived here most of my life. I grew up in Houston, and I spent 7 years in Prince George and came back to Smithers. So I've been living in Smithers for 12 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what is it about the Bulkley Valley that you appreciate about, what do you appreciate about living here?
The mountains, for one. I mean, that's probably most people's answer, but the scenery, the great outdoors. I like how everything's close. I like the look. Of the town, it looks nice. I like the diversity of people and thought.
Yeah, we've got a lot of diversity going on here, and sometimes if you go away for a bit, you come back, and that's when you kind of get a bit more of a snapshot or a picture of the progression, of the changes that take place in the valley. You lived away for a time when you were in university.
Yeah, that was in Prince George and went to UNBC.
So you weren't too far away, but when you came back to the valley, what did you notice?
Well, for one, I noticed that being a grown-up, as opposed to when I was growing up in Houston, okay. I appreciated Smithers a lot more. Of course, I had been here lots growing up, but coming back as an adult, I appreciated things that I didn't before. Like I said, the scenery and the simplicity of life, the humbleness of the people here, the friendliness of the people, the music scene, the artistic nature of Smithers. There's a lot of great artists of different areas here.
Yeah, I think I've heard other people say that for a town and a valley of our size, it's incredible the amount of culture and things that are happening relative to the small population.
Yeah, rich culture.
Absolutely. Okay, well, this is going to take us now to our second song for today's episode. And Trevor, what song did you select?
The second song is Right Now the Best by Zach Bryan.
Okay, why that one?
That song is about appreciating the present moment, which is something really important to me.
All right. Well, let's enjoy this present moment with Right Now the Best.
Waiting on tomorrow, itching, fiending for whatever happens next. But what if I told you they're all lying, and I love you for who you are right now the best. Everyone thinks they're going the wrong way, but they're looking at their maps all wrong. Cause everywhere, somewhere to someone, and in a rush you cannot dance the smooth, slow songs. So I'm gonna slow on down some way, somehow. Today ain't different from the rest. And the you that I pine for, oh, the you that I need, oh, the you of right now is the best. Hating heart healed by the hopeful, and I think I got a song that you like. It's awfully long and such a throatful, but it's perfect for a night like tonight.
about you on the coasting water. Those wild waves crash across your skin. One of those days you miss already, and it ain't even had the damn chance to end. And I think grandfather's gone crazy. He keeps rambling on about way back when, bragging about grandma and war times, all the friends that he's lost once again. So I'm gonna slow on down some way, somehow. Today ain't different from the rest. Oh, the you that I pine for, the you that I need, oh, the you of right now is the best.
Oh, wonderful. That was Right Now the Best by Zach Bryan. And thank you, Trevor. You corrected me. Earlier I was saying the artist name wrong on By Dirt. It's actually Jordan Davis. So just to be clear there. So thank you. Trevor, you've written children's books and gotten them published. Tell me more about that.
Well, I've always loved writing. Back in school, I used to write a lot. And then in university, I didn't have as much time, and you know, graduating from university, starting my life. I didn't go in the direction of writing because the pay was kind of uncertain, and went in the direction of finance instead. But I really kind of longed for it, and I've always wanted to write a book. And one day I just had the idea. I thought, you know what? A kid's book does not take very long, and it'd be fun to write. I've always loved rhyming, like writing poems.
Okay.
So I started with a book that it was inspired by my son. It was about my son. I also wanted to make it a lesson for parents that they could teach to their kids, an important lesson.
And yeah,
Yeah. So this one was about don't wander away from your parents in public places. And
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I made it rhyme. I made it fun. Used some colorful illustrations. And it was really cool to make it a reality.
And I saw that one for sale at a local bookshop. And so I picked that one up. And it was awesome. And then you told me not too long later that you had written a follow-up book to that one. And what was that one about?
So that one's called Penelope, and it's about my daughter Penelope.
Okay.
It's a little more fun in the sense that it's not so much about a lesson, but it's more just a fun and funny book about a girl who has big ambitions, but she's just turned 3 years old, and so she's talking about all these things that she wants to get done. And yeah, I didn't illustrate that one. I had someone else illustrate that one named Araceli O'Coffee.
Oh, right on. Okay, so that was a joint venture between the two of you, and that one got published as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's also in local stores.
And what would you say is one of the greatest joys that comes from parenting three kids?
One of the greatest joys is laughing with the kids and hearing things that they say that you think, wow, they're really getting smart. And
yeah.
I don't know. There's just lots of really, really good times spent together, and also being proud when they have those moments of growth that you can recognize.
Yeah, it is amazing, the development, the way it happens, how it can seem at times so haphazard or untimely. They get a little bit ahead of us and surprise us, but it sounds like they're a source of great joy to you.
For sure.
All right, well, this brings us to our third selection of the day. Trevor, what was your third?
The third song is a classic, Hold My Hand by Hootie and the Blowfish. Again, I love to sing it. That's a theme. It's a song about, you know, always being there for someone.
Okay.
You know, we'll get through it. Just hold my hand.
Take 'em by the hand, 'cause I got a hand for you. Oh,
Hold My Hand by Hootie and the Blowfish. Well, what a hoot that was. Thank you, Trevor. I was mentioning earlier that you're a financial advisor and a business owner. Tell us about your work life.
Yeah, I've been doing that for just about 14 years now, and it's something I really enjoy. I love just meeting with people and either building or continuing upon relationships around trust and helping people to hit their financial goals.
That's that area of finances, money, that's mm-hmm. a pretty profound area of our lives. How does that go for you? And what do you find is the real secret to the success of working with people in that really profound area of our lives?
It is a profound area. It's an emotional area as well, which can make it challenging to talk about. But I find that it makes people that much more, once they do start talking about their personal finances, that rapport that we build is so strong. And you know, I'm not shy about sharing personal things about myself as well, and it's one of those things that really takes trust, right? Because it's a whole other language, just like doing accounting or legal work. It's mm-hmm. at the end of the day, unless you're willing to spend hours and hours for months and months, you know, studying this stuff and really understanding it, there are things you're going to just have to trust your advisor about, right? And so that's a big part of it. There are people that choose to just do it yourself, but it takes a lot of time, mm-hmm. and you're bound to get things wrong if you're not willing to rely on some advice from an expert. So going back, in answering that, sort of forgot your question. It was one thing. If you could repeat your question.
Yeah, it's just such a profound area of life, very sensitive, and a lot of people, we get pretty heightened about these things because it has to do with our future, with our security and that kind of thing. And so it sounds to me like your secret is simply by being transparent and honest and clear and building trust with the client.
Yeah, that's a really important part of what I do. People aren't going to take my advice if they don't trust me, and if they don't take my advice, they're not going to put much money away or protect themselves with the right type of insurance products or whatever it might be. But I think in general, financial success is a lot more about healthy habits than it is about picking the right products or, you know, real specifics. It's kind of like, I think of going to the gym. It's so much more about a consistent habit of going there than it is about doing the perfect workout.
Yeah. Well, how do you handle the stresses of it? Because our financial world seems to be more volatile, changes quicker all the time. And of course, news headlines and world events can just raise the anxiety for everybody. How do you keep yourself well in all of that?
Yeah, it's a good point. And it's definitely stressful sometimes with volatility or when there's a big market drop. The biggest thing that helps is knowledge. I have an Andex chart on my wall. It's a big chart of the market history going back to, 1950?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it shows all kinds of trends, the U.S. stock market, the Canadian stock market. It shows who was prime minister when, who was president when, what inflation was, and all these different things. And it just really helps me to study that chart and to study how the market works, because it gives me confidence that over time, it always goes up. Mm-hmm. It's going to be up and down, and nothing's guaranteed for the future, but it's a lot more likely than not that it will just keep going up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now's the time. I'm going to do a shout out to one of our sponsors. Speaking of business and local life and well-being, one of the gold sponsors that we have here at CICK Radio is Smithers Brew Company. They're located on 3rd Avenue right here in the heart of Smithers. And they have a website too, smithersbrewing.com. I also know that they're on Instagram. And if you're not familiar with that organization and what they do for our community beyond just serving someone a beverage, you can check them out there.
They make a really good pale ale.
They certainly do. Yeah. Well, Trevor, you not only keep yourself pretty active in business life, serving clients and customers, you do a lot of volunteer work as well. I mentioned earlier that you're on a number of boards. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it stretches me pretty thin sometimes.
I can imagine, yeah.
I take on too much sometimes, but sometimes they say it's better than taking on not enough. It's things that I care about and interest me. I'm currently the president of the Chamber of Commerce here in Smithers, and so I really like networking. I like supporting local business and being a part of that. And then the other one is the Smithers Community Services Association. And
oh, yeah.
That association is all about helping the people who are less advantaged and, you know, just kind of leveling the playing field, giving people a lift up who need it.
What are the challenges that you see in these kind of organizations in an age where it seems that volunteerism is getting harder and harder to muster up amongst people?
Yeah, I mean, one challenge is capacity. It seems like, on the one hand, they're are sometimes a handful of volunteers and more work needed than there are people to do that work. And that is the same thing for within the organizations. Nonprofits often are over capacity or under capacity. I'm not sure how to describe that one. But
feeling themselves stretched out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And one challenge of being on a board, I find, is that you have to really respect privacy rules. And so there's some nuances there that make it very difficult to answer people's questions. And sometimes it makes it seem like, you know, you don't care or, you know, you're not available for them when they ask questions of what's going on. But of course, there's lots of stuff you're not allowed to share as well. So that is one of the challenges.
There's a lot at stake with all kinds of stakeholders.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate what you do in our community because it does take time out for you. So let's serve you now and ask you what your fourth selection is for today's episode.
The next song is One Headlight by the Wallflowers.
Okay. Yeah. And why that one?
That song, it's been one of my favorites for a very long time. And it's about navigating the challenges of life and, you know, just knowing that you're going to get through it, even if it means only with one headlight.
Thank you.
One Headlight by the Wallflowers. Oh, wow, what a great song. And Trevor, it was a joy for me to watch you singing along there at various points during that song. Clearly music does reach a deep part of you.
Sure does.
Well, you are a busy guy. Family life, financial life, community life, volunteering. Surely you need ways to take care of yourself along the way as well. So what is it that you like to do for a good time?
Well, when I do have spare time, when I'm with my kids, I love spending time with them. They're still young. So we find good shows that we like together. We cook together. I've been teaching them lots of things and learning myself at the same time about cooking. And walking my dog. I love dogs. Mm. Like hiking. So it's going to depend on the season. In the winter, I like snowboarding.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and just, yeah, lots of stuff outdoors, swimming, board games with friends. Like doing social things. Bowling's always fun.
Right on, good. And you were just mentioning a few moments ago that you started a new Facebook group about a year ago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's called Smithers Area Dog Owners. There's just over 700 members now. And I started that group because I got a husky. And huskies have a lot of energy. Mm. And I found that it's not enough to just go for a walk with him. He needs to run hard. And he runs the hardest when he's with other dogs, when they're playing.
I see.
So I started this group for a couple different reasons, but one of them was that so people could sort of meet each other, meet up with their dogs, and have their dogs run around and play and wear themselves out. And so it's led to meeting a lot of new people and
fantastic.
You know, a lot of meetups, a lot of dogs making new friends too.
Yeah. And in a community like this one, where we assume everybody knows everybody because we're in a small town, yet there's these different slices of the community, different pockets, different groups. What have you noticed about this one in particular through this Facebook group?
Everyone who's in it loves dogs. They have that in common, but it is diverse.
Yeah.
It's totally true that there are different slices. It seems like a small town, but all the time I'm out and about and I see people I don't know. You know, whether it's at the mall or, you know, just downtown at an event, I'm always seeing so many people that I don't know. So this one, yeah, just people who love dogs, and most of them are pretty friendly as well and open to having a chat while you're walking around with your dog.
Yeah, right on. Now, I'm on that cooking group on Facebook and I think I got the invitation from you. So tell us a little bit about that group as well.
Yeah, so that's I thought, oh well, the dog one worked out well, and I've got another idea. Too many ideas.
Oh, so you started the cooking group as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that one's more recent.
All right, tell us about one of your most recent creations.
Okay, well, let's see. One of my most recent creations last night, and I did this with my son. We made a giant plate of pulled pork poutine. It was so good. And it had little chopped green onions on top.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been the most recent. And, yeah, I love to make beef stew. I like to make homemade pizza, chili, lots of different things.
Yeah. And when you're doing that with one of your kids, what do you notice about their way of engaging with it?
Well, it's messier than me, but that's to be expected.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but I think they really like being a part of it. And, you know, it leads to some more confidence on their part, knowing how to cook something. And then later on, they'll just be doing it by themselves. And, you know, they might think to themselves, I don't think my friends know how to do this, but I do. So they feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, there's something so wonderful about having one of your kids join you in something and watching them do it and getting them to the point where they do it on their own. And in a sense, they pass us, you know, we raise them to launch them.
And, yeah, that's a good point.
And that seems to be a great source of joy for you there too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to now get already to our fifth song. And this fifth song is by an indie band out of Burlington, Ontario. So we've got some Canadian content. Tell us about this fifth song, Trevor.
It's about Walk Off the Earth, and it's featuring Gabriella B. Walk Off the Earth is an awesome Canadian band. I've liked them for many, many years. Mm. They have so many good songs, and they're very talented. There's this one song where they all played the same guitar at the same time, some kind of, not a normal guitar. It had extra strings or something, but yeah, they're all playing a different part of it, and very talented. This song's called Rise, and it's just really uplifting. It's it's motivational. It's in the face of adversity, just continuing forward and, you know, rising up in the face of challenges.
There seems to be a theme with some of your songs that what you want music to do for you is to pick you up and keep you going.
Yeah. Also, this song has these really cool flutes, I think they are.
So okay.
You'll see.
All right. Well, let's enjoy Rise and let's have it lift us all up.
Is that flutes?
We're going to rise, 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 rise till we fall. They say we got no future at all. They want to keep us out, can't hold us down anymore. We're going to rise, 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 rise till we fall. When we hit the bottom, nothing gonna stop us. Climb to the top with you. We could be the greatest. Robinson never made it. Yeah, I could be talking to you. They trying to hate, but we won't change anything at all. No, we're gonna rise till we fall. They think we're just dropouts living at our mom's house. Parents must be so proud. They know it all. No, they don't speak our language. They say we're too savage. Yeah, no, we don't give up anymore. We're gonna rise, 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 rise till we fall. We're gonna rise, 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 rise till we fall. No, they don't speak our language. They say we're too savage. Yeah, no, we don't give up anymore. We're gonna rise, 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 rise. We're gonna rise, 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 rise. We're gonna rise, 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 rise. We're gonna rise, 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 rise. We're gonna rise, 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 rise till we fall. They say we're going no, nowhere. But what they don't know is that we don't care. We're gonna keep it on going till we can't go no more. We're gonna rise, 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 rise till we fall. Yeah, when we hit the bottom, nothing gonna stop us. Climb to the top with you. We could be the greatest ones who never made it. Yeah, I could be talking to you. They tryna hate, but we won't change anything at all. No, we're gonna rise. No, they don't speak our language. They say we're too savage. Yeah, no, we don't give up anymore. We're gonna rise, 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 rise till we fall. We're gonna rise, 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 rise till we fall. No, they don't speak our language. They say we're too savage. Yeah, no, we don't give up anymore.
Well, that was really cool. That was Rise by Walk Off the Earth with Gabriella B. Trevor, thanks for sharing the eclecticness of your musical tastes. And I know that you're a person who, you look at things very seriously and you understand the world in a certain framework and you desire the best for everybody. So what are some things that you'd like to change about our world that you're fired up about?
Well, the one point you made there about my framework of the world, I feel like it's always evolving and I'm always open to, you know, changing my framework of the world. I think that every single one of us sort of has a map of the world and how it works in our mind. And it's shaped by maybe a little bit genetics, but mostly by our environment and where and how we grew up, our influences. And I feel like we all have a picture that's incomplete, and if you were to put it all together it would be just about 100% complete, but I'd like to see more people just be open to, you know, different points of view. That's one thing I find really difficult is talking to someone who is just really set in their ways and unwilling to consider things from a different point of view.
What do you think's behind that? That unwillingness or that closed posture. What's going on? Do you think that prevents people from opening up more? You have that open posture, and I mean you're here sharing with us. But what do you see in others that might cause that reticence for them?
I suspect for a lot of people, it's a strong emotion being fear, and you know, a fear of facing the possible reality that they're wrong. You know, I know that's been the case with a lot of people throughout history, where you know they just keep on arguing something right to the point where they're proven absolutely wrong. But it's so hard to make that mental shift, because to accept things differently, to accept that they're wrong, means accepting some very painful truths.
Yeah, that's so true. Have you had times in your life where that's been a challenge?
I can't think of anything offhand, but I know that's happened before, where, you know, it's all of us have gotten an argument before and we want to be right. And, you know, it takes a bit of courage to admit that you're wrong. But yeah, I know that's happened before, where I've had that feeling like I've got to, you know, work this out that I'm right, because if I'm wrong, then that's, well, then I look really stupid or something like that, right? Like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, I kind of asked a question about a negative approach to it when that you've experienced that. But where have you seen some breakthroughs, you would say, where maybe you or others experience that moment of, oh wow, and then seeing what that opens up? Yeah, can you recall times where you've seen the profoundness of that?
Yeah, I've got into lots of late night debates over the years. I've always been sort of a deep thinker, and I don't shy away from a debate. And there's been a couple times where I've, you know, got into a big topic like God, right? You know, the other person sort of adamantly disagreeing, and then there's been a couple times where it was like a couple years later they just sort of out of the blue call me up or talk to me and say, you know, I've come around to your point of view, and man, does that feel good.
Yeah.
And not to say I've never done that myself either, but I just think it's so helpful for people to have that openness. And you know, you could go for so many years in the wrong direction instead of just acknowledging earlier and getting on the right direction.
Well, here we are spending time about the power and the amazing thing that happens when, through rubbing shoulders with others and being in community, we we grow. And towards the end of the show here, I'm going to send you away to an isolated cabin for a season where you're going to be on your own. What do you think that would be like for you?
So an isolated cabin, no contact with the outside world,
no internet, no phone, just this playlist. Yeah, what would that be like for you to be on your own for an extended period of time?
I think it'd be difficult in a way. Of course, I have, you know, a bit of a dependency on the internet and my phone, you know, so I'd be used to that, and even just talking to other people. But I think a part of it would be really freeing too. My life is very fast paced. I am always trying to squeeze new things into my calendar, which is usually completely full. And so there'd be a couple things that would be nice, the piece of it, but just the time to reflect. I really do enjoy taking time to think, just to reflect on life, to philosophize, and, you know, to journal, to write. So I think I would actually really enjoy that.
All right, fantastic. Well, as I as you gave me your list of songs, this sixth one coming up, something tells me that it's born a little bit out of the conversation that we just had about the strength of feeling and having conviction and working through things with others and having to grow. Tell us about your sixth song.
It's a really good point. So one of the best folk bands, the Lumineers.
Oh,
this
wonderful.
One is Stubborn Love.
Okay.
And yeah, it speaks to whether it's a serious relationship with, like a romantic relationship or with friends or family. It's, things can be really difficult sometimes. You don't see things eye to eye. But that willingness to just stick it through and be stubborn in the way that you're not going to give up. Stubborn Love.
Wonderful.
you lie and steal and cheat and beg you from her knees, make you think she needs it this time. She'll tear a hole in you, the one you can't repair. But I still love her, I don't really care. When we were young, oh, we did enough. When it got cold, ooh, we bundled up. I can't be told, I can't be done. It's better to feel pain.
That was Stubborn Love by the Lumineers. Really appreciated the conversation there we've been having together, Trevor. I appreciate your openness, and one of the thoughts that came to mind is how music just kind of brings people together and invites reflection and conversation.
It sure does.
And these musical choices that you've given to us today, nice mix, and they've helped draw out a little bit of the human side of life and life together here in the Bulkley Valley. So I guess one of the questions I want you to grapple with yet before I send you away is, what would you miss most if you were to have to move away from this valley?
Well, assuming my family stayed here, I would miss my family the most.
Yeah, that's right.
Suspect. You might be looking for something else.
Oh, no, that's one of the... I would think that's one of the things that is common to all of us is those deepest relationships.
And, yeah.
Yeah, because if I'm sending you away to an isolated cabin, you are definitely going there all by yourself, so there won't be anybody joining you.
Yeah,
so.
But just people in general. Like, it's such a friendly town. I love going out and about and always seeing people I know and saying hi, and even with the people I don't know, chit-chatting, and just such a friendly place.
Yeah, you're a people person. Anything else that would stand out to you as that you'd really miss if you were stuck in isolation for a while?
I would miss the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, mostly just the people.
Okay.
I am an extrovert. I like being around people.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw you a bone here, because while I'm going to send you away to an isolated cabin, I'm going to let you take one download with you. Now, is it going to be a show, a movie, a book, something else?
I think what I would do is it would be a book. And if it was just one book that I might read more than once, I think I would pick Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that selection.
It's just really meaningful to me. And I've already gone through it a couple times before, but it's, you know, and those were years apart, but I find value every time that I look through that book and read it. It's the meaning of life. And what it's actually about is all of the core things that Christians believe.
Okay.
As you know, there's, you know, different types of churches all over the place and different denominations, but it's what they all have in common.
I see. And from my understanding, C.S. Lewis wrote that. It was actually a series of talks he gave on the radio during the war years, and then they put that together in a single volume, Mere Christianity. So that's kind of a collection of essays, meaning of life, deep thoughts.
Yeah.
You get to take that with you to your isolated cabin.
You know, I often ponder the meaning of life.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have lots of time to do that, and you're going to have your seven songs. So tell us now about your seventh selection.
Seventh selection. It's Reality by Lost Frequencies. This song to me is about escapism and adventure, stepping away from the sometimes mundane day-to-day towards something more profound and just something exciting. This song makes me really happy.
All right, Reality by Belgian artist Lost Frequencies featuring Janik Devi.
Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
That was Reality by Lost Frequencies, also featuring Janik Devi. Well, Trevor, thank you for your playlist, and I'm going to send you away to this isolated cabin. But you do get to pick which mountain range in this valley you're going to be looking at while you're out there. Which one will it be?
I guess I'd have to choose Hudson Bay Mountain. It's where I have the most memories.
Okay, there's that familiar and centering spot. And one other thing I get to do for you is I get to send you away with a luxury item. It can't be a person or a pet. Unfortunately, we can't take companionship with us, but what luxury item would you take with you to your cabin?
A luxury item, an instrument.
An instrument. Do you have one in particular that you want to take?
No, this just came out of the top of my head. But this would—I'd finally have time to learn an instrument, a guitar, an acoustic guitar.
You're going to take an acoustic guitar with you because you're going to have some time to learn.
Yeah.
Trevor Morris, thank you so much for being with us here on Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist.
It's been a pleasure.
Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is produced by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, with the help of the good folks here at CICK Radio 93.9 FM. The theme song is Summer Side of Life by legendary Canadian singer Gordon Lightfoot. Thank you, everyone, for being with us, and don't forget to enjoy the beautiful scenery and people you see all around you here in our beautiful Bulkley Valley. Bye for now.